Let's start fresh, shall we? This episode of Front Page Tech is sponsored by Tact.com. Tact is a great way to find the most relevant things trending online or to simply kill some time. Explore funny photos, viral videos, interesting articles, and engaging questions posted by other Tact users. In fact, I just used Tact to gather all of today's news stories. We want to thank Tact for supporting this community, and you can get started today by going to Tact.com. What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all of the latest tech news from one geek. That's me to another. That is you. Welcome back to the old new way of doing things. Let's talk about the news. Microsoft has decided to go ahead and cut support completely for the Skype application on smart TVs from manufacturers like LG, Philips, Samsung, Panasonic, that sort of thing. They said their users are shifting the way they use Skype, moving more towards mobile. First off, why the hell is there Skype for TVs? Didn't know that was a thing. And number two, duh. If you are a Game of Thrones fan and you somehow managed to miss the season 6 trailer they're calling Red Band, then guess what? You're not a Game of Thrones fan. Either way, I'm going to link it for you down in the description below. It's beautiful and it gives me the man chills. Also, something else to note, HBO is being extremely secretive this season because, number one, things that happen in the show this season are either going to be different from the books, or they're going to reveal things that haven't happened in the books quite yet. So, they're being way more secretive. They're not sending out previews this season to any critics because last season when they did that, the whole season got leaked. And they're also setting new rules in place for HBO employees to not reveal anything. Which makes me scared. I'm excited and scared. Scared and excited. Facebook has acquired MSQRD, a popular face swapping app from Masquerade that allows you to apply some effects to your selfies or your videos, as well as face swap with popular celebrities or animals in case you want to do that. This is just another classic example of Mark throwing around all his Zuckerberg money. We've already been talking about this for weeks, so is it news? Probably not, but Apple has officially rolled out invitations for their event on March 21st, saying, let's loop you in, where we expect them to talk about the smaller iPhone, the 4-inch iPhone, possibly the iPhone SE, a smaller iPad Pro, maybe some new Apple Watch bands, a new version of iOS, some more Apple stuff, they'll probably talk about encryption and whatnot. I'm kind of underwhelmed with Apple lately, but I'm curious, are you excited for the event? Let us know in the comment section below. Speaking of Apple, my personal favorite employee, Craig Federighi, has confirmed that force closing apps on iOS does not help you improve battery life. Here's the email. Apparently, someone named Caleb sent a question to Tim Cook saying, do you quit your iOS multitasking apps frequently, and is this necessary for battery life? Craig replied with no and no. And if somehow you missed it, Google has released a brand new version of Android, at least a developer preview for Android N. And within Android N, we have a few key changes. Number one would be multitasking. They're actually allowing native split screen multitasking in the new version of Android. Maybe that's what Android N stands for. Android new, the new one. They're also changing the way quick settings are displayed, giving you a bit more of a Samsung-esque style, and they're also changing the way notifications are displayed. All in all, I'm not too crazy about the way things look, but Android N as a whole seems to be cleaner and faster. Some people are claiming that the developer preview in terms of the animations within Android N are actually faster and smoother. I would just say, to me, it looks like the animations are just happening quicker. It's not like they're like crazy smooth, they're just simply happening quicker. Maybe the system itself is not faster, the animations just aren't as long. If you're interested in seeing more of Android N, I'll link a video down in the description. I can't believe I'm doing this, but The Verge gave you a closer look at Android N. That hurt. So that is the show. Hopefully you guys were surprised by this. We didn't want to tease it or anything. We just wanted to come out of nowhere and hit you in the face. And some of you might like it. Some of you might hate it. I'm glad we tried the whole podcasting thing. I don't regret that. But all in all, I just wanted it to be different again. And for a while, we weren't different. Front Page Tech had a style that made us different. and we were just like every other tech news show there for a few months. So I'm glad we're back doing this. This feels better. I figured if we have the talent, if we can do this, why not just do it? The audio version of this is still going to go out on iTunes, so we're still going to stick to platforms like that. But this ultimately feels better, and I'm curious what your thoughts are. You can let us know in the comment section below. You can also follow us on Twitter, bam, right over there. And I will see you guys mañana.